Crooked Cross by Sally Carson. Read by Stephanie Racine. Preface. Beware the book that begins with a happy home. A novel that opens with domestic bliss, at Christmas, with light snow falling, family gathered, and the promise of presents, is as loaded as Chekhov's gun. Just as the rifle must be fired before the curtain falls, so the shining house and assembled family must be tested and shattered. Sally Carson's Crooked Cross, 1934, opens on a picture-perfect Christmas Eve in the Bavarian town of Cranach. Church bells ring, congregations struggle into capes and coats, greetings and wishes are shared, snow falls on cue. All is calm, all is bright. Every inch of the Kluger's home has been decorated for the season with sprigs of fir from the mountains. The writing desk, the tops of the check curtains, the tiled stove, the mantelpiece, even the picture of Hitler, which stands on the piano. The sweetness of the scene is instantly soured. The Germans have given us the word unheimlich, or unhomely. It is often used about gothic fiction and films to describe an uncanny or out-of-place feeling in a setting that ought to be familiar. The picture of Hitler on the piano is truly unheimlich. A reader might at this point flick back to the start of the chapter to remind themselves of the date. Christmas Eve, 1932. By the end of January, Adolf Hitler will be Chancellor. A month later, the Reichstag will be set on fire. We know this. The author knows this. The Klugers do not. Crooked Cross is a book with a fearsome momentum. It is so compellingly told that, of course, you want to know what happens next, while already knowing, and dreading, what does happen next. The book is set over only 6 months, Christmas Eve 1932 to Midsummer's Eve 1933. But in that time, the lives of the Klugers, their friends, and all of Germany will be turned upside down. Upside down, unheimlich, crooked. Even at the book's most rapturous moments, Christmas, ice skating, skiing, the spring narcissi, the orchards in blossom, the hayricks in a rainstorm, there is a sense of things at a tilt. The crooked cross of the title refers to a swastika. Hitler called it a hooked cross. The Nazi Party may pretend that they offer stability and peace, but, as one character observes, the price these people paid for their songs, their uniforms, and their promises was a strange feeling of unrest and uncertainty. This is a book in which everything is crooked and in which people are hooked. If you have ever wondered how a nation was mesmerized by the lies of an authoritarian regime, Crooked Cross explains it with chilling force. The Kluger parents are stolidly ordinary. They stand for so many other German families living through extraordinary times. Herr Kluger fought in the First World War and was awarded the Iron Cross. Frau Kluger is a model of the Kinder, Küche, Kirche type, devoted to her children and her kitchen, and we first meet her when she is leaving church. Though there is never enough money, she has a gift for turning even pastry cut-offs, the pieces that didn't fit the tin, into treats to be eaten with a piece of fruit peel. She has three children. The eldest is Helmi, then Lexa, then Erich. Lexa is engaged to be married in 6 months to Moritz Weissmann, a young doctor with a bright future ahead of him. Or so it seems on Christmas Eve 1932. But note Moritz's surname. In the eyes of the Nazi Party, he is a Jew. Lexa may see him as a German and a Catholic, as his late mother was. However, Moritz has a Jewish name. There are appalling